This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new report from the American Lung Association finds nearly half of U.S. children live in areas with bad air quality, and some cities in the Mountain West rank among the most polluted in the country. Denver is among the worst. Melissa Ramos with the American Lung Association says fixing that will require major changes.
We can be transitioning away from fossil fuels and investing more in clean energy and clean transportation options. That's going to reduce a lot of the pollution that we're seeing.
She says wildfire smoke adds to the problem, especially as fires burn longer in a hotter, drier climate. Governor Polis signed a bill into law this week that supporters say will put an end to puppy mills in the state. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Puppy mills are commercial dog breeding operations where animals are often kept in crowded, unsanitary conditions. Many end up in pet stores or sold online. House Majority Leader Monica Duran has been working for years to shut down such operations and is a sponsor of the new law. The measure is named in part after her late Pomeranian, who was a puppy mill survivor. She says the goal is to protect against animal cruelty.
Pet stores can still thrive, communities can still connect with animals, but the pipeline that brought suffering into our state ends here and ends today.
Starting in 2028, pet stores and brokers will no longer be allowed to sell dogs and cats. Stores will only be able to display animals up for adoption as long as they don't receive a fee for doing so. The law includes exceptions, including for some private breeders.
This is CPR News in KRCC.